From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Saudi-led coalition aircraft struck a military police camp in the Houthi-controlled Yemeni capital of Sana'a on Wednesday. Andrew Palcheski has those details.
Officials and witnesses say at least 39 people were killed and more than 90 were wounded. The Saudi-led coalition has been fighting the Houthis, Shiite rebels backed by Iran, since 2015 and couldn't be immediately reached for comment.
Yemen's civil war has killed 10,000 people, displaced 3 million, and pushed the country to the brink of famine. A prosecutor urged United Nations judges Wednesday to overturn the acquittals of a prominent Serbian ultranationalist, Vojislav Seychelles, on atrocity charges, saying that the failure to do so would inflict lasting damage to the legacy of the groundbreaking war crimes tribunal. Philip Alexio reports.
Prosecutor Matthias Markussen told a five-judge appeals panel that the 2016 acquittals of Seychelles on 9 war crimes and crimes against humanity charges were so deeply flawed that they must be reversed or a new trial ordered. Markussen argued that the 3-judge trial bench that found Seychelles not guilty made critical errors of fact and law and failed to properly evaluate all the evidence. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Sweden says it will establish the nation's first new military regiment since World War II, a unit of 350 soldiers that will be based on the Baltic Sea island of Gotland. The defense minister said the decision was made due to a worsening security situation in the Baltic Sea region, where Russia has increased military operations since its 2014 annexation of Crimea. VOA News. Emily Wither reports Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas told Muslim leaders on Wednesday that a U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital was a crime which showed that Washington would no longer play a role in Middle East peace talks.
The U.S. should no longer play a role in Middle East peace talks. That's the message from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas addressing Muslim leaders at an emergency meeting in Istanbul, saying President Trump's decision to officially recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital was a crime and that he was giving away the city like it belonged to the states. Wednesday's summit was hosted by the Turkish president, who's called the Arab response to the move so far weak. Israel captured Arab East Jerusalem in 1967 and later annexed it, an action not recognized internationally. The summit is issuing a strong rejection of the U.S. decision, but little else on how to move peace talks forward.
That was reporter Emily Wither. Life has stopped in its tracks in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state, where an estimated 180,000 Rohingya remain, fearful that after violence that drove out 650,000 to Bangladesh could continue. Speaking after a 3-day trip to the area, International Red Crescent and Red Cross Director of Operations Dominic Stillhart said continuing tensions between the Muslim Rohingya and the dominant Buddhist community were preventing Muslim traders from reopening shops and markets.
Life has stopped in its track because people are simply scared to even leave their villages, access their fields, go to the markets, and there are hardly any people moving around. And you can really see that life has come to a halt.
Myanmar and Bangladesh signed an agreement last month for the voluntary repatriation of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya within several months. Stillhart said the returns must be voluntary and safe. South Africa's High Court ruled on Wednesday that President Jacob Zuma, under fire for alleged corruption, must set up a judiciary inquiry into state influence peddling within 30 days, in the latest in a series of judicial blows to Zuma's scandal-tinged administration. The court upheld recommendations by South Africa's anti-graft watchdog calling for an inquiry. Zuma has challenged that move. Greece's top court cleared the way on Wednesday for the extradition to the United States of a Russian man, also wanted in Moscow, suspected of having laundered billions of dollars in the digital currency Bitcoin. A final decision on where Alexander Vinnik is to be extradited now lies with the Greek justice minister, who steps in to resolve competing requests. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.